The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Áine Kerr here sitting in for Richard. Let's go first to China and the nationwide lockdowns that cities across the country have imposed in the wake of rising COVID-19 infections, with businesses basically bolted shut once again. How does this fare for the darkening outlook of the world's second largest economy? China correspondent from the Irish Times, Dennis Staunton, is on the line from Beijing. Dennis, to go first to headlines really leading around the world this morning is this overnight news from the US that they're to ban the sale and import of new communications equipment from five Chinese companies. How detrimental might that be to an economy where we're seeing something like nearly 20% of the economy negatively impacted by COVID controls as of Monday?
Well, it's bad news from China's point of view. Huawei is the biggest of these companies. And this, in a way, though, is the culmination of something that's been happening over the last couple of years in the United States and elsewhere as well, where various people have been raising concerns about the ownership structures of some Chinese companies and any companies that are involved in telecommunications or anything which could be potentially used for surveillance. That's become very controversial. And so what the US has done now is to have sort of gone the whole hog and say we're not just banning some elements of this, we're banning all new equipment. And the interesting thing, I think, to watch from this point of view is how many other countries are going to follow the US lead. The Americans have put other countries under pressure to take a tough approach to Chinese telecoms networks and telecoms companies. And so far, the other countries have tended to be a little bit more cautious. We'll see what happens after this one.
And all of this happening from the US at a time, we just saw yesterday China hitting record numbers, something like 32,695 cases reported yesterday. It's coming at a time when we've seen protests outside the Apple factory. There we're also seeing headlines overnight of a fire which killed 10 people, and there's now protests and some claims about and questions around whether lockdown actually hampered the rescue of these poor unfortunate people. Are we at a moment in China where we're going to see these growing signs of dissent?
Well, I think what you've seen over the last few days has been a change in the atmosphere, and that people are unhappy. A lot of people are unhappy about what seems to be the return of lockdowns. I should say, by the way, that this figure of 30,000 new cases is very high for China, but it's very, very low by international standards. And the Chinese policy of zero COVID policy has kept the number of deaths extraordinarily low. So that only just above 5,000 people have died with COVID throughout the entire pandemic here, which is a tiny number. Having said that, people are fed up with what's happened, because the zero COVID policy has come at an enormous cost. And it's not just an economic cost, but it's also, as you say, there's a human cost, where people have found that either those tragic cases where people have died because they couldn't get to an ambulance or they couldn't get emergency services, or also simply just that people's businesses, they find it impossible to run them because of the uncertainty.
And there had been optimism. Even just weeks ago, China moved to reduce the quarantine periods from 21 to 8 days. And we had seen European leaders really starting to put pressure on China to reconsider this zero COVID policy. Is there any expectation that they might change policy here? Or do you think they're in for the long haul on it?
I think they have, this optimism you were talking about, they have introduced a plan, in a way, a kind of a 20-point plan. And the idea is, they would say that they're not abandoning the zero COVID policy, but they're trying to make it more targeted. And at the same time, what they're trying to do is to increase vaccination levels. Generally speaking, the Chinese population is pretty well vaccinated, but there is one big and very important exception, which is people over 80. And about a third of the people over 80 have not been fully vaccinated. And they, of course, are the most vulnerable. So what they've got to do is to get all of the over 80s vaccinated fully. And they also need, as they say themselves, to kind of make their healthcare system a bit more resilient, so that they'll be able to cope with cases if they do sort of take their foot off the brake. And that's really the problem that they're having right now, is that they're trying actually to have a kind of a control controlled opening up. But every time they try to do that, what you have is another outbreak. And the people here are very anxious about catching COVID. Very few people have got COVID, and very few people know anybody who has had COVID. And so what you've found, for example, here in Beijing, is the supermarkets are open, but a lot of people are not going to them because they're afraid to go out and they're afraid to become infected. And so that's putting pressure then on delivery services. So a lot of the anxiety is coming from the people themselves.
And all the while, growth is something like 3% on average in Q1, Q2, Q3 this year. Can you talk a little bit about big manufacturing industrial enterprise? They're using this closed loop system in order to continue to build and manufacture, whereas smaller business, there's many of them closing at this stage.
Yes, I think that like a lot of the big industrial production has kept going. Now, it's been hit and there have been. So, for example, Foxconn, the biggest manufacturer of iPhones in the world, because they've had various problems with walkouts and stoppages, their production is down, so that they produced something like 8.4 million smartphones in October. That was down 1.7 million from the month before. So you've had these problems and you've got these big companies now. They're adopting what they call a China plus one policy. So they keep their production in China, but they add somewhere extra like Vietnam or India to try to make sure that their supply chains are doing okay. Those other businesses, smaller businesses, and particularly businesses that are consumer facing, services, all of that, they've been really badly hit. And an awful lot of them have simply gone out of business because they just feel as if until there is some certainty, there's no point in taking a government loan to try to keep going, because they just don't know what's going to happen next week or next month.
And just finally, Dennis Staunton from the Irish Times, do you think appetite for Chinese products, all the while that appetite is moving somewhere else, or do you think there's still the European leaders are putting pressure on the zero COVID policy for a reason, because they need to see those pipelines reopen?
Yeah, I think it's not so much the European leaders as European companies obviously would like to see China changing its policy because it's harder to do business here. Having said that, when you talk to European companies, they will tend to say that when they look around everywhere else, there is no real alternative to China in terms of the scale, in terms of the capacity, in terms of what they can produce. And of course, on the other hand, China is an enormous market. And one of the problems that the China's COVID policy has caused for the rest of the world is the rest of the world has been waiting for China to recover economically. And until China rebounds, the rest of the world is going to find it hard to fully rebound. And the longer that this goes on, the more that's going to be delayed. So the rest of the world is certainly hoping for some change here.
Okay, thank you so much for that. China correspondent from the Irish Times, Dennis Staunton.